I'm Casey Cruz with your Michigan headline news. The help wanted sign is out at General Motors Hamtramck Assembly Plant, which will build the 2013 Chevy Malibu. The automaker is adding 200 new employees, all through referrals from current employees. There's roughly 1,200 hourly, 150 salaried workers currently at the Hamtramck plant. The facility had to stop work earlier this spring for 5 weeks due to slow demand for the Chevy Volt. Well, the Allegan County couple who pled guilty to animal cruelty for having more than 350 dogs will have to pay $500 each in fines and spend 60 days in jail. George and Sherry Burke were sentenced yesterday as a result of their puppy mill. Animal shelters throughout West Michigan took in the dogs, cleaned them up, got them up to date on their shots, and offered them for adoption. Now, this probably isn't what most people think of when they hear the term finger sandwich. A 14-year-old Jackson boy got a chunk of a finger of an Arby's worker in his sandwich a week ago after an employee cut off part of their digit operating a meat slicer. She apparently didn't tell co-workers immediately about the injury when she left her post. The restaurant is cooperating with the health department's investigation. The $114 million development slated for Benton Harbor, called Harbor Village, it'll be built alongside a golf club, the Harbor Shores, which next week will host the 73rd Senior PGA Championship. The development will feature 70 hotel rooms, 60 cottages, 7-story luxury condominium development, and a 105-slip marina. State regulators still have to approve the development, which will be on the banks of the St. Joseph and Paw Paw Rivers. Well, Van Halen will not be performing at Joe Louis Arena in Detroit July 19th or around 30 other venues. Rolling Stone reports internal struggles within the band are blamed for the postponement of the tour, with the magazine citing a tour official who says band members currently, quote, hate each other. This is Van Halen's second tour with the original lead singer, David Lee Roth. Awesome good news as we head into the weekend. Gas prices falling in the state. $3.75 now is a statewide average. Sturgis paying the least at $3.39. I'm Casey Cruz with your Michigan Headline News.